This is
going to be the girthiest episode.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Let's get it, Alfred, in here.
And the pod has Riley, and Riley.
In this podcast, there's no disrespect. So when Jeffrey left, I nearly wept. We got 2 minutes for us to connect. After 100 eps, now we got Alfred in effect. Alfred's got precision, replacement good decision. He's getting old, gotta break away from repetition. Cause when we be out, Marty pulls his weave out. You wouldn't believe we review. Doing it for a year now, Alfred's freaking here now. Improv from Chicago to Hollywood weird.
Review, yeah. Start the show, yeah. Getting weird.
Best one we've ever had.
Wow.
Or no?
I knew you were going to say that because it was a song about you. And So it's just kind of your whole thing is like you love things are about you.
Yeah. The more words in the song are my name, the more of a fan I am. And that's just how it is.
Oh my God.
Like I have to know about the production value. What that sounded not like a karaoke track. That sounded like a live band doing a Black Eyed Peas song.
It was, hold on, let me just check the
that's
email.
That's kind of just
it
the quality you can come to expect.
Well, the email's from Will I Am.
It's from so Will I, is it will.i.am.ad?
at iCloud.com, which is kind of strange.
Famous people always have old, like weird or emails like that.
At me. Yeah.
AOL.com. Yeah.
Yes. That was from Kevin. Kevin said, sup, it's me, Banksy. Obviously not Banksy. Decided to make an amazing cover of a pretty mid tune. Hope y'all enjoy this situationship of a song. I'm currently writing a book, so if you could yell at me to write the book / offer to read it, I would appreciate it. Follow me around the street. Kevin, write the book.
Read the fucking book already, man.
write the book so
read
we can
the book
read
already, man.
You're read never it gonna and then finish. Write it. You're never going to finish the book, Kevin.
If you're wondering, oh, who's the devil on my shoulder? Oh, who's the devil on my shoulder who just appeared? That is, if you've ever listened to a podcast or listened to anything funny or watched any episode of television that's ever been written, but specifically if you're a HeadGum fan, and I know you are because you're listening to the show, and that means you've probably heard all fantasy, everything. Ian Carmel is here.
It's so wonderful to be here. You motherfuckers.
Ian, we're so excited to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. And I want to be the voice in William's ear, just who's the doubter. I think that's an important like role to have where you're like, you're never going to do it. Nobody here thinks you can finish this book. So then he's going to be like, he has to push against it.
He has something to push against.
Throw the log of my doubt into the steam engine of your laptop or typewriter, wherever you're writing it, and then let that fuel you across the finish line. He's going to do it, and it's going to be because of my doubt.
And I think it's definitely someone who would make a Black Eyed Peas cover that has that good of production value is 100% writing a book on a typewriter.
It sounded great. Like it did. Like I usually would assume someone like finds a karaoke track and then they just record over. It sounded like he was playing drums and like.
It was like one man band, like Bert from Mary Poppins style, just kind of like the whole thing.
Alf, did he have your middle name in there?
Alfred and Ha.
Yeah, so I have two last names, and so he did both last names. I know, I'm kind of loaded. But it's amazing what you can accomplish, you know, when you're procrastinating something. I have to say, I think the fact that he's not writing the book probably contributed to the fact that it was high production value. Normally,
he paid a studio band to come in and record.
Normally, the vibe is more like I played the karaoke track on my phone off YouTube into the mic as I sang it. So that was pretty awesome. Stuff.
Do you have two last names like progressive parents, or do you have two last names like you are part of the royal families of Europe? Like you're sort of like a Saxe Coburg.
In a way, both.
No, it's more progressive families. I also have a middle name. It's Alfred Douglas Bartwell Evans. My parents are both British, though.
I was gonna say it's the most British name you could ever.
So it does that. It's like you were right in both ways. I have two progressive British parents.
I am choosing to believe that you are an exiled member of the British royal family.
Well, I also have hemophilia. I am also...
Oh, okay, fantastic. I have a Habsburg palate, hemophilia, and progressive British
Habsburg
parents.
Habsburg palate! Ian, what's up? Like, how's your... We're recording on Saturday, September 9th, a little peek behind the curtain.
That's right.
What's up?
I've walked to the coffee shop twice today, and that's literally all I've accomplished. That's it.
And that's brave, and that's
what
big,
did you get?
And that's...
I got a iced coffee the first time, and on the second one, I decided to keep my haters guessing, and I got an iced green tea.
Keep the haters guessing. Do you have a favorite between the two?
I think in an afternoon. I mean, the coffee's crucial in the morning, and there's going to be a lot more of this kind of stuff in my book. And then in the afternoon,
you always say, "Don't talk to me until I have my coffee." Like that's you start your day saying.
I enforce it. I sort of hand out a card that tells people I haven't had my coffee if they even try to talk to me, and they sort of understand where it goes from there. And then once I've had my coffee, I can't stop talking. But then I say, don't engage with me on anything challenging or emotional until I've had my green tea in the afternoon. My iced green tea. So it's really just like faff in the morning, and then the afternoon it's just kind of like, you know, then I really dig in. So I've had my iced green tea. I'm ready. I'm ready to get into the issues.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And Alfred, how are you? We've, been talking to you all day.
Yeah,
In the hours since I've spoken to you?
I have a migraine, and it's gotten worse since you last spoke to me. I think it's because, speaking relative to what we were just talking about, I don't think I had caffeine early enough today.
Withdrawals?
I slammed a matcha at 11 a.m., and then I got a large iced coffee from Dunkin' about half an hour later, but I think it was too little too late. I'm a person with a pretty strong caffeine habit, and so it has to be a lot and right away, otherwise the whole day is fucked.
I would just like to say, because no one else saw this except for me, this is before Ian joined the Zoom, I was pulling up, you know, getting stuff ready, getting the theme song ready, everything. And Alf, he looked like, and the only way I can describe it is like a colicky baby. Like he grabbed his forehead and made a face. I don't even know what you did beforehand, but he just made a face and with a noise like, and it was so earnest.
Okay.
And it was, and I just knew that this was going to be, your whole thing is going to be, I have a migraine.
I think it's allowed to be my whole fucking thing. I think I'm allowed to have this one thing. You know, you made the fact that you had COVID like the last three episodes. So.
Two episodes.
Is this one of those podcasts that believes in COVID?
We try and like take like not a real stance.
We can do
like,
plugs now. We can just kind of jump.
Okay. I just sort of like to plug doing your own research and.
For sure.
You know, just like sort of like, you know, seeking out the facts and then making decisions based on that.
Sure. Do you have any sources? Facts,
like, yeah. That you want to plug.
That you think are reliable?
Yeah. I don't. If you have access to the dark web, you can just kind of find my ex account on the dark web. And then I've posted like a lot of primary research, a lot of phone pictures I've taken of photocopies that have been faxed to me. And there's a lot of that kind of stuff. I think if you want to follow my account on social media, it's based Dr. Fauci _ in between each of those words.
Uh-huh.
And you can
and that's kind of across all platforms.
That's on everything. That's on Threads.
Great.
And you're
on everything.
You're chairing RFK's campaign, correct?
I am chairing RFK's campaign. Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's a really cool gaming chair. It's $16,000 and it glides like a dream.
If by chairing RFK's campaign, you mean I'm sitting in my gaming chair listening to campaign videos at 100%.
That's 100% right.
But speaking of scary, speaking of dark web, speaking of something that's a
you
little
frightening. You want to talk about Busy Town? Richard Scarry's Busy Town? Is that what we're getting into?
I was actually going to jump, like, our really topical subject today. It's a little scary. It's a little autumnal. It's something we can't get enough of.
We're what do you mean can't get enough today. Of?
I mean, we can't get enough of this stuff. Are you kidding?
Do you own a scarecrow? Scarecrows.
I have never in my life owned a scarecrow because I've never I grew up and I'm from Los Angeles, and so I've never lived on a piece of land that would denote needing a scarecrow.
It's habitable for
birds.
Right.
Well, I guess like I don't have crops or things that sure. I would need to.
This is a genuine question.
Be protected. Yeah.
LA, birds, parrots.
Do birds buzzards. Exist in Los Angeles?
Is that it? Is it parrots and buzzards?
When you say birds, having two British parents, do you mean are there women in Los Angeles?
How are the birds? Come on, how are the birds?
And it's the two ends of the spectrum. The parrots are the hot
fucking
ones, and the buzzards are
you got
kind
a load of
the
buzzards
dogs.
There, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
I got a lot of buzzards out on the town. Wouldn't catch me with one of those.
But do you get like little Tweety birds that go?
Do you mean like the Warner Brother animated
yeah,
character?
Do you
Tweety
get
bird?
Tweety Bird? Like Times Square Elmo
there are,
style. Tweety
there
bird.
Are birds in Los Angeles. So that's what you're asking.
I've seen Tweety Bird at Tower Bar a couple times.
Mm, get
oh
pretty.
God. And you don't want to run into Tweety Bird.
You do not like, want to run into Tweety Bird. It was Tweety no. Bird, Tobey Maguire, and Ethan Suplee hanging out, having salads.
And they called like, themselves the Putty Tat Posse.
The Putty Tat.
Oh my God. Ian, talk to me about scarecrows. What's your experience with them, if any?
Well, I have several very sort of like spooky experiences with scarecrows. I live in Atwater Village here in mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, and my neighborhood is lousy with crows
really?
And ravens. There's crows, ravens, all sorts of birds. I live by the LA River. And there's great blue herons. They're like it's mm-hmm. a very like
really?
Active. Oh, the block is hot bird wise. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
nice. Absolutely.
A lot of women roaming the streets of Atwater Village.
From TJ to the Bigfoot Lounge. I've worked with British people for like a decade, and you think I would have something even close to a good British accent? But no, not even a little bit. I grew up in Oregon though, so I definitely have seen like right. I've been around crops. I've been around scarecrows. My mother lives in a part of Portland. She's like very into gardening, and they're like she really loves her squirrels. Mm. She's cultivated a very bustling squirrel population, but there's also a lot of hawks. So her
sure
and her boyfriend, which feels so weird that your mother in her 60s has a boyfriend, but
I love it.
Here we are, her and her hot piece of ass boyfriend. They've situated a mannequin. So a scarecrow would be much more preferable, but like apparently that's not
mannequin
enough.
Mannequin is much more terrifying.
It's so scary, and they yeah. move it around to keep the hawk on its toes.
Yeah,
you gotta keep. So it's like wearing mm-hmm. clothes, but it's complete like a white faced department store mannequin. And I stay at my mom's
that.
House. It's the worst thing. It's the worst. I am thinking of emancipating myself legally.
What is the mannequin outfitted in?
It varies.
Like what?
They put
is it seasonal? Like put a coat on it in the winter?
And do they feel bad for it? It's tweed. It's tweed right now as the seasons are changing. No, it's not tied to any sort of gender identity or anything like that. They just throw different mm-hmm. clothes on it and then they wash those clothes. And yeah, so that's my current experience with scarecrows. And then going back in the past, it's mostly pumpkin patches.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the Wizard
yes.
of Oz.
Yep. Mm. Yep. 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 Yeah. I had, unsurprising to literally no one who's ever listened to this podcast, I had a big crush on the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz. Alfred, what is your experience?
That's the craziest fucking take I ever heard. Just need to put that out there.
If you're going to have a crush on anyone from the Wizard of Oz franchise, if it's not the Scarecrow, I don't know what to tell you.
No, yeah. It's the uncle who plays the lion before he turns into the lion in the black and white part. Whose name I cannot remember. I think I identified most closely with the Cowardly Lion as a child, which will also shock nobody. My experience
as a child.
I also did use If I Only Had a Brain, the Scarecrow song from The Wizard of Oz, as an audition song when I was maybe 13.
For college.
For college.
Didn't get the part. Did not get the part.
Auditioning for Carnegie Mellon.
To get in the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard.
It's like shockingly accurate.
In lieu of an essay, I have a performance piece.
And in many ways, that is how I got into college. Was just by sort of, what if I told you he can barely read, write, or do math, but he can sing-ish. No, I didn't really have a lot of experience with scarecrows growing up, which is surprising because I grew up pretty rural. I don't know if they work. Like, you know, Ian, your story seems to imply that it does work if you are dedicated to the cause, that you keep changing it and you keep changing the location and the clothes. But a lot of the reviews I read were pretty negative about the efficacy of the scarecrows. So I don't know. I don't know if I would even bother investing in one if I had a garden, but I guess it'd be worth a try. Do you have a green thumb? Do either of you ever have a green thumb?
I have a garden. I have a couple of garden boxes in the back, but I've covered them, and it's not the crows I'm so worried about with that. It's the various other
neighborhood
critters. The neighbors. It's my fucking neighbors.
It's the neighbors. It's like I've covered it, but it's like they see the covering. And you can't move the covering or change it. Like you can't fool them.
Bruce and Tran sneak over and pop the little cherry tomatoes in their mouths to their heart's content, and then scurry off like a couple of raccoons.
Yeah,
I had a neighbor. Tough. Yeah. At an apartment I lived in Chicago, who they had a garden that was abundant. And it was this older couple that lived there. He'd lived in the house for 50 years. He'd lived there his entire life as a kid and then grew up and had this, got married and moved back into his childhood home. But they had this garden and it would produce so much produce and they would just give it to me. And it was genuinely the best part about living there. And I miss it.
And you found out he was killing people and using their bodies to fertilize the vegetables.
And that was how it was so.
That's exactly
how
it was. I don't know why, for some reason, someone living in a house for 50 years like screams haunted to me, even though it's like, I'm sure it was a beautiful home. They have a lot of great memories. But like, just the thought of that, I'm like, oh, okay, 100% Ian, he's a murderer. Like, yeah, there's no way that like, you don't live somewhere
for
that.
Why are you hanging
on
to it? What's buried under there that you're scared of someone finding?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What crime are you waiting to, for the statute of limitations to run out on? Mm-hmm.
He once sold me 3 air conditioning units for like $5 each, where it's like, I don't know if he like thought I would be embarrassed to just take them for free. So he was like, no, give me a little something. And I'm like, you could have just given them to me. I know you didn't need $15. You own a single family home in Chicago. You're not hurting for cash. Like,
just throw me a couple fivers.
Yeah. That paid his property tax for the year, though, because he bought it 50 years ago.
Exactly. The house is still valued at like $300. The price that his grandparents bought it for when it was like, you know, still rural Chicago, because it was like 300 blocks above whatever.
It was downwind of the river before they, now it's the Bean.
Now it's the Bean. They turned his house into the Bean.
It's crazy, and he's still there. That's why he hasn't moved. He can't get out, because it's all... anyway, should we get into...
Finding the door takes forever on that thing. That's the biggest
problem. It's all mirrors.
He's been there for 50 years.
I don't know, it's on one of these sides.
Should we get into it?
No.
I'd love to. Okay. Kind of a disagreement here. Yeah.
All right.
Would you rather...
Should
we talk about birds for more?
Just talk about more Chicago. Just more Chicago architecture.
I love Chicago.
What else? Deep
did
dish.
You take the boat? Did you take the boat tour?
I took the boat tour.
Oh, you gotta.
I was there earlier this summer. My wife is from Highland Park, and we did the so we did the architectural boat tour.
It's
and
a blast.
I've always wanted to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Should we get into it now?
It's genuinely the one thing I always recommend. It's always the one thing I recommend.
He had to plug the boat tour, and now he's ready.
It's honestly fantastic. Like, it was funny, informative. It's like 90 minutes. They sell drinks on the boat, yes, if you're into that. It was delightful.
My tour guide one time was a man who had served in Vietnam, and he talked about it pretty much every building. He found a way to tie it back into his time in Vietnam. So there's kind of, you know, there's varying experiences.
Let me tell you about another boat tour.
His tour lasted 9 months, longest 9 months of my life. I know a guy who does the tour now, though, and I don't know if he's qualified, but he does it. He's a nice guy. So maybe.
No, what does that mean?
I mean, genuinely, he's like 23. I don't think he's qualified. He's not an architect, but I think he's charismatic. And I think it's kind of like the Jungle Cruise with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah. He shoots like, it's Al Capone. Kapang, kapang, kapang. And then he like shoots off a little cap gun.
Sorry. You just said it's like the Jungle Cruise, not the ride that's been around for decades, but the Disney film with Emily Blunt and Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Yeah. That's your touchstone for the Jungle Cruise.
Is that based on a ride?
Got it. Not
familiar. Next you're going to tell me Tomorrowland's not an original property.
Alf, do you want to kick us off?
I'd love to. Nothing would make me happier than that.
Don't believe you.
This migraine, though.
Oh my god!
Come on.
Yeah, it's not called an R-grain. All right, keep it to yourself.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
you're gonna start the scene. And it's gonna be like, oh, I can't. My head hurts, and then we're gonna have to. It's gonna be like a doctor's office, and it's just kind of not gonna go anywhere.
Okay,
I have to apologize for that R-grain remark before we keep.
No,
going.
I love the R-grain.
I do feel bad for you. I feel a lot of empathy for you. I'm
gonna
sorry.
Be don't. You do
it's
not.
It's like
have to say that.
I was hurting physically.
In fact, I'd rather you didn't.
Now I'm hurting physically and emotionally. Thanks to you both. So hope you're happy. This is on Amazon.com. This is for Gift Express 2-pack 15.5-inch scarecrow owl decoy with rotating head, statue, pest repellent, bird control, bird deterrent, garden protectors, fake owls, too. This is from a doggy. No,
the Guardians of Gahool. Is that right?
Who is it from? Doggy?
Doggy, no last name. Ian,
can you give us a last name for doggy?
McMillan Sanchez with a hyphen.
Doggy McMillan Sanchez, 3 stars, and this is a verified purchase if you were worried. It doesn't work. I purchased this to keep birds away from my pool area, and the damn pigeons just chill next to it. I've been using it for target practice, since that's what it's the best use I could find. The pigeons, they still chill until they see me with the pellet gun. So what he's implying is that the pigeons are not only smart enough to tell that it's not a real owl, but also smart enough to recognize a gun and be afraid of a gun. They're like, no, that's a fake owl, but that is a real gun.
You guys,
it seems like they keep coming back.
Yeah.
Because it's pellets. Like, because it doesn't seem... Sorry, Ian, what were you going to say?
No, I'm with you on that. Like, also, they're pigeons. You can't come at a pigeon with an owl. Like, the pigeons have seen too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, also, the gun is only going to keep them away for a little while. What's the alternative for them? You know? There's not, like, a good situation for pigeons.
No. No. And at the end of the day, like, unless you're going to sit out there and shoot for all day, every day, there's kind of an unlimited number of pigeons. I don't think you could, if you were using a real gun, you could still bag a dozen pigeons a day and there would just be a dozen pigeons the next day.
Just ready to take their place. They operate the way the Soviet Red Army did in World War II.
It's just a numbers game for them.
Yeah,
they'll
five people per gun.
Yeah. Throwing pigeons at the problem.
It's like 3 a.m. coming out in a bathrobe. Honey, you gotta put the gun away. Come back to bed. They're gonna keep coming. You've barely gotten any sleep. Come on, come back to bed.
Okay. Just 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I'll get one.
You said 5 more minutes 3 hours ago. What is it gonna take for you to get inside?
Hey, you hear that? You hear that?
Hear what?
You don't fucking hear that.
Arnold, come on. You've been at this for days. I'm probably just imagining things. Arnold, Jesus Christ, you're going to wake up the
sorry,
new- Look,
sorry. I shot.
I'm going to bed.
Okay.
You can join me or not, but in the morning, don't say, oh, I have a migraine because I couldn't get enough sleep, because I'm not going to deal
you're
with
always,
that shit anymore.
I just want to say, you're always blaming me for my migraines. You know, it's congenital, right? My mother had them. My grandmother had them. It's in the family. So
I'm inside. I'm gone. If you want to come to bed, come to bed.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be there.
Pass me that coconut LaCroix. In this situation, the pigeons are splashing around in the pool. They're enjoying the pool. They're not just outside of the pool. They're in there.
Hey, get out of there! I'll fucking shoot your ass.
Shoot me! I don't care. Give me the gun. I'll do it myself.
What?
Give me the gun. I'll do it myself.
No,
he's a good shot.
No, put it in my mouth. Put the gun in my mouth. You think I care? I'm a fucking pigeon.
What? Come on! It's no fun.
Is that gonna make you
get
feel
his
good,
ass, Tyler? Get his ass, Tyler. Good?
Is that what makes you feel like a man?
Well, no. It's just.
Is that what makes you feel like a man?
He's you're shaking putting, in his moccasins. Look at him.
You're putting. You're shitting in the pool. I want to use it. Swim
well,
in it.
Well, you don't pee in the pool.
Well, no, I pee in it, but I don't shit in it.
All of my waste comes out of my cloak at the same time. I don't have a choice.
I guess I never thought about it. Quite like
that. Mister, give him the gun.
You guys
give him the gun.
Give me the gun.
So into the gun.
Give me
it's
the
like,
gun. Give me the gun.
It's like you see a gun with a guy. You know what I mean? Not a guy with a gun.
Give him the gun or the owl gets it.
Paul, no. Not the owl. Not the owl.
Give me the gun.
Okay. Hey, take the gun. I don't even know how you're going to pick it up.
I'm going to pet.
All of the pigeons start pecking the gun.
Guys.
They all just flock. We're gonna get you now.
We're gonna get you. We're gonna get
you. Are you sure you want... Do you want help? I feel bad watching
no!
this. Okay.
No! That's so insulting.
That's so condescending.
What if I pick up the gun and hold it to my chest, and then all you have to do is peck the trigger?
Okay.
Is that an amount of help you're comfortable with?
Okay, you pick up the gun.
Okay.
But we're gonna pick the trigger because we don't want it to be you who does it. We do it ourselves.
It's us.
Right, okay. I mean, you seem like you really need this, so.
Right, point the gun at...
Door opens. Honey, you left the... Oh my god! Oh my god, Albert, what the hell is going on?
Put
that down!
No, it's not what it looks like. I'm just holding the gun to my chest.
Albert, what are you doing? Put the gun down right now!
No, I'm not gonna pull the trigger. They're gonna peck it.
What?
I'm not gonna pull the trigger. They're gonna peck it.
Who's they?
The pigeons.
Go back to bed! Pool's open!
The pigeons pull the trigger, but it's a pellet gun, so it only just kind of hurts.
Ah, fuck. Ow.
Yeah, burn in hell!
That's gonna bruise.
Again!
Do it again! The exact same spot!
Okay, I need to pump it. It's air, so I have to pump it. Hang on. Okay. Honey, go back to bed. This isn't for you.
She's just like throwing up on the porch. Ah. It's such shock.
Don't do that. The pigeons are gonna eat it. That's gonna be a
Get the bird back to bed. I don't want the bird watching this.
That's my wife. Okay, you can talk shit about me all you want, but that's my wife. You come into my home, you cloaca void into my pool.
Whoa! Don't talk about our cloacas. Talk about our cloacas.
Well, then why the hell are you talking about my wife? You can talk about my wife, but I can't talk about your cloaca?
Well, let's just say your wife is no stranger to the pigeon community.
What?
Don't listen to the...
Honey, what are they talking about?
They're pigeons. It's nonsense. They have no idea what they... I mean, what are we doing out here talking to birds? Yeah. We're clearly sleep-deprived. We need to go to bed.
We're just pigeons. We know nothing about satisfying a woman. That's something we have in common, isn't it?
Well, no, I know about that.
And they certainly, giving big eyes, no one would know anything here. No one here would know anything about satisfying a woman. I think we can all agree on that, and we can all just go back to bed.
Everybody go back to bed. Maybe we'll come back to bed with you.
Oh, honey, what the fuck are they talking about?
Like I said, we're all just, it's middle of the night. We're just getting a
is
little
this about, is this
crazy
about,
and...
Is this book club? You guys are in the book club together? Thursday nights?
Maybe go back in your bedroom, put on that pink nightgown. What? You know the one, and go back to bed.
How do they know? Yeah. How do they know about the nightgown?
Well, I mean, they're birds. They maybe they sit in the window from time to time.
No.
And maybe when you're not home and I need some validation, they tell me I look nice. And that, you know, the Pilates is really paying off. And maybe that feels good.
I tell you, you look nice.
Yeah, but you're looking at me, but they see me. Does that make sense?
No. I guess I never thought about it like that.
We're going to take off. Kind of let you guys figure this out.
No, wait. You don't. Don't go. God.
Something about having you guys here makes me feel like I can be vulnerable. I can really open up to my wife. It's soothing.
Well,
I think it'd be best if you stayed around.
Forever?
I mean...
Let's take it 1 week at a time. Okay, buddy? Don't get carried away.
How we can use the pool?
Oh, I've never had an issue with using the pool.
That's because you don't use the pool. The pool, I am the only one who uses the pool. Of course you don't have a problem with it. I'm sorry. I snapped. Yeah, you guys can use the pool as long as, at night. Is that okay? Just at night?
I think we're all going to be okay.
I think so too, buddy.
How about I bring out some room temp coconut LaCroix?
Yeah. And put that nightgown on.
The neighbor's nest cam just sees, like, this husband and wife in the wife in a nightgown drinking it like
honey, the Wilsons are losing it. Riley, should we take a break?
Oh, let's take an itty bitty baby little pellet break. Cloaca break.
Pellet.
Cloaca. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes,
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back from our little cloaca break. Hold on.
Sorry. Disgusting. Don't ever say cloaca break again.
So this is for Worth Imports 60-inch life-size harvest-sitting scarecrow, blue, brown, yellow, cream, black, orange. And it's just, it's a scarecrow that looks happy. It very much is like decorative fall and not to be put up in a yard to scare off literally anything. This is 5 stars from PD. Alf, can we get a full name for PD?
Sure, that's going to be Peter Driffin.
God damn it. Peter Driffin. So stupid.
No, five do it with stars. The voice. You have to do it with the voice. Otherwise, it's not how I said it.
Peter Driffin. Perfect. 5 stars. The title is Great Hard to Find Item. I'd also like to be clear that this is an Amazon Choice item. Mm-hmm. So very easy to find.
Great hard
so the title
find.
Is Great Hard to Find Item. I just put him outside with my Thanksgiving decor. A great price for the size of him. And he is darling. I do have him under the covered porch and would not put him out in the elements.
Oh.
He's my darling boy.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's my darling little boy, and I have to protect him
from the harshness of the world.
I wouldn't put him out in the cold. That's cruel. No, and he's my darling boy.
I wouldn't send him to a public school either.
No, he's. I think. I don't know if rec soccer is really for him. You know what I mean? No, it's a little dangerous.
He's delicate.
We don't know where they're from. You know, like.
Because just anyone can join?
Right. Oh. How much is the fee? $30 fee? Ooh.
Oh.
Sort of.
No, that's not
a
enough.
A little low, right?
No. It's, yeah, it's, there were a lot. I will say this was one out of many reviews I saw of people, I don't know, a certain anthropomorphization of these happy scarecrows and like very much a lot of reviews of being like, oh, well, I keep them covered. I keep them on my porch. Everyone loves it. He's the center of attention. It's giving kind of like boy mom energy. Yeah. And I say that in quotes, like very like, oh, well, he's my darling. Oh, well, he's my special boy. Well, he's my handsome, sexy boy. And
that's kind of, wait, hang on a minute. I don't know if I know 100%. I was with you for a second and then I was off for a second.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
My tall, dewy, so he's got
He's got those side abs. He's not just have the normal abs. He's got the side ones too. Am I strong?
He's got the V.
My boy, who I love. He's got the V.
Oh, it's like so. It's so somebody's mom. It's like, did you watch MILF Manor? Did we watch MILF Manor? It's very MILF Manor.
I've heard of MILF Manor.
I watched two episodes and felt very gross and had to stop. It was an uncomfortable.
Also, just for visual, I just need to show you guys. Maybe I'll put this on the Instagram after. But this is the darling boy.
I was going to say I saw a lot that I saw a lot of the scarecrows kind of have that.
Ian's like, he is darling.
He is.
Have that aesthetic though, where it's like they've. It's one like single piece of fabric or whatever. The pants, you know, it's like patterned to look like it's kind of, you know, patchwork and it's been stitched up and it's a little rough around the edges, but it's like. It's not actually, it's just they want the aesthetic of that kind of like rustic burlap sack, you know, pants, scarecrow. Mm-hmm.
There's someone in Taiwan sewing prefab, worn out burlap scarecrow outfits for Amazon.
Taking a belt sander to it. Has to be the right amount of distressed for Peter Griffin.
Look into that thing. That's less of a scarecrow and more of a charm neighbor, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna take off.
It's very like just happy-go-lucky guy. I've never been to one of these in person, but I have definitely seen
a party.
Like,
they're very nice.
You suck. Like a scarecrow, like decorating competition. Have you ever heard of those?
No,
I think
you made it up.
No, I didn't make it up.
You made that up. Whole cloth. Not announced.
But just
truth.
Imagining just like a bunch of like, it's like a PTA event, like a bunch of neighborhood moms getting together.
Oh, Carol, I love what you're doing. That looks great.
Thank you. It's, you know, I actually had kind of a model back home that I'm working off of, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, right.
Is that the scarecrow that we saw in your house that was, just sort of wide out there in the open, wasn't under the overhang.
Oh, this one? Oh, God. Well, I mean, you know, we had to keep him outside for a second because we wanted to give him a little bit of that, like, weathered.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's kind of like,
the patina.
He's kind of like been through it. Yeah. Like, no, we all saw dirt on his hands. But not for long.
We all saw the scarecrow out there just sort of exposed to the elements. We did see that.
Exposed. As in
Tracy and Leanne, I hear your concerns, but I promise, I swear, hand to God, like I swear on my son's life, I swear on my husband's life, I swear on my life, I would never leave this darling boy out there for more than an hour. So if you drove by the house, that's probably when you saw it.
I just think it's so amazing that you like happen to know exactly when torrential weather is going to come through so that the scarecrow wouldn't be out there when it rained or when the sun was too extreme. I just think that's like amazing that you have that intelligence. I'm just so jealous of that.
And sorry, I don't think we got a clear look at your scarecrow. Because it's looking a little, I would say it's not looking realistic as much as the other ones are. It's looking, a little bit dusty. This is the one you kept probably in the basement for a couple months, no?
It is. I kept it in a furnished basement. Yeah. I kept it in a furnished basement Christmas. Valentine's Day.
Semi-furnished. Right? Because it's like, it's got a furnished section, but then there's that laundry room that's like very much.
That's what my boy goes over to your house, he says, it's not fully finished yet. And it hasn't been finished for 4 years.
He says,
they've been kind of working on it for
four
years.
Well, your boy would know about something not being fully finished. The basement is plumbed and partially carpeted.
Right. And your husband's been saying he's going to get around to finishing the carpeting for, how many years?
you are four.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of years.
Yeah, 4 years. I believe that's how long it took Eric to finish, what was it, third grade?
Yes, well, my boy is, you know, he takes after his mother, you know what I mean? He's a slow bird, so.
Yeah, speaking of slow bird, let's have a look at your scarecrow there. It looks like you
decided you were... I don't mind if I do.
No shirt.
No, can you walk us through the no shirt? It's just kind of all straw.
Well, I actually modeled mine after my beautiful real life baby boy, Eric. And no, he might not be the most academic, but he's certainly ripped. And so if you take a look, I've actually stitched the V into his scarecrow tummy. So I think we're all probably quite jealous of that.
The biceps are remarkably realistic. You've even got the vein going down the middle of the bicep that you've managed to do with straw. Thank you.
Breathtaking. You know, sometimes when I, you know, when things are slow around the house, you know, I take to my little hobbies, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think we have a way in this culture of demonizing women's hobbies, which I just don't think is, I don't think is appropriate.
No one said anything about demonizing.
Well,
hobbies.
Carol, you made a comment.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You had made a comment.
What about you? Loving your work. I mean, a homemaker is a job. That is
thank
you're
you.
Doing, taking a lot
it's
of
so
time.
Important.
To...
It's so important.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
It's a full-time job.
Well, yes. And yet so somehow I still have time for my hobbies.
And it's nice that somebody in your family does have a full-time job.
Well, I think that's a rather uncalled for allusion. Yes, as we all know, open secret, hubby has been underemployed recently, but you know, the firm.
Oh, never heard that term for it.
No, that's
interesting.
That's
well, he's still getting residuals from the firm, so things are gonna be fine. We're not worried.
Speaking
and we're
of
certainly
firm,
gonna be able to. Yes.
Speaking of firm, what's going on with the pants on your scarecrow there?
Well, he's well endowed. If that's what you're referring to. You know.
Oh my God!
What, you have an issue?
You're telling me no, none at all.
Oh, does this?
None at
oh,
all.
I'm sorry. Does this look abnormal to you guys? Is this?
Wait, just in the sense that none of the other scarecrows are endowed at all.
At all.
Well,
at all.
I don't know whose problem that is. You guys are missing out. I mean, there's no harm in it.
We're missing out.
I'm just saying it is more. These birds are cleverer than ever, you know?
Well,
and if
just,
you don't...
My scarecrow's wearing old jeans. Her scarecrow's wearing old jeans. Your scarecrow's wearing gray sweatpants.
Yes, and is hung like a horse. And he's beautiful, and I love every inch of him.
He's shirtless.
Every inch of him.
With gray sweatpants.
Yes, and a huge hung member. And I think that's beautiful.
Your scarecrow's biting its lip and kind of arching one of its eyebrows.
He's horny. I don't understand what you guys don't understand. I mean, he's my horny baby modeled on my beautiful son.
He's got
son.
A little, you kind of have like a little, you fashion some resin to have little droplets of sweat forming at the brow and
absolutely.
At the temples.
Absolutely.
And so you definitely modeled this after your 20-year-old son.
Well, it's a blend, you know, my 20-year-old son who's in ninth grade and, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda, my celeb crush. I just think he's so witty. I love his little rhymes.
I think we can all agree on that. He is so
witty. Oh, we can all agree. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, have you heard the scuttlebutt? I know I sure have.
Do you, ladies, why don't we...
It's good to laugh.
Why don't we bury
it's
the...
It's good to laugh.
Bury the proverbial hatchet and why don't you come over to my house later and you can all take a turn with him. If you'd like. I mean, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I mean, Leanne,
well,
I know your marriage
say,
is on the rocks. And
I don't know if I'll take a turn, but I'd at least like to be in the room where it happens.
Oh, and that will work for me.
What does that mean?
Well, I get off on it. I have kind of a public exhibition thing. Would you like to watch?
Well, I thought you were going to say come over and watch. We can watch Hamilton on your Disney Plus account. I really thought that that's where this was going.
No. It's being intimate with my boy. My beautiful...
With the scarecrow.
Yes, my beautiful straw boy. Come on. Take a turn. Coward.
The genitals are... They're functioning.
Oh, yes.
You built your scarecrow so it has... Function generally.
There's a very complex sort of straw hydraulic sort of pumping system that I think you'll be very pleased with. Carol?
You've been here for 45 minutes. You walked it. You didn't have... How did you manage to build
well,
all this?
Before I had a full-time job as a homemaker, I was an aeronautics engineer, and it kept me very busy. And this has just been a way, you know, for me to sort of channel my talents, so...
Judge coming by.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I love seeing this. Very
Hello.
Classic. Got the old jeans and the nice
Boring.
Gingham shirt. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. That is going up in the ranks. And
doesn't even have a cock. Who said that? Who said that? Carol, you shouldn't say that.
I didn't say anything. She was the kind Mrs. Johnson was admiring our very classical scarecrows that do not have a working penis. Mm-mm. And a working, my God, let me see. Oh, well, hello, Tina. Good
hello.
To see you. Oh, my. Mrs. Johnson, are you okay? Oh my God, I think she's having a heart attack.
No, this is just how older people get aroused.
What?
Isn't it not?
I think we might need to call an ambulance. I think she's having an actual heart attack.
She's fallen on the floor. She's laying on the
she's
floor.
She's on
writhing.
The floor. She's on the floor.
Well, I can call. I can call, right?
Let me just check her pulse. Oh my God.
I should hang up, right? She's already. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, definitely call them.
I should still. Yeah, well, fuck. Yeah. I hung up. Okay.
100% call them.
Oh my God. 1, 2, 3.
Ambulance.
Four.
Oh my God. Leanne, it's
one,
not working.
2.
Ambulance.
Three, four.
Yes. I'd like an ambulance, please. Right. Right. It's impossible to get good help these days.
Paramedics show up. They're covering her. I'm so sorry for everyone's loss. We just need one person to fill out the paperwork, give us kind of cause of death.
I can
kind
do
of
it.
Death and the information.
I think everyone's great, looking at you. Me to assume a power position in this moment, so I will take the reins, as it were.
Can I ask what your relationship was to the deceased?
I mean, there's so many to choose from.
Just pick one.
Mentor, confidant.
You lover. Were this 83-year-old woman's mentor.
Yes, I mean, in many ways, I think, you know, while she invented the competition, you know, the scarecrow competition, I perfected it with my.
We would love to get this body to the morgue as quick as possible. So hung. If we could really just.
Right.
I will pick mentor. That is fine. It doesn't matter to me. I really just need it for the paperwork.
Okay.
Time of death?
I don't know. Lunch
I don't know why I'm asking
time?
You. That should
right,
be me.
Right.
That was about four. Sorry. That was weird.
Are you okay? No, hang on. Are you all right? Is this your first time? With a body?
How could you tell? Yeah.
You're sweating. Yeah. Horrible.
It's upsetting to see this in any, you know, situation.
Would you like some cheering up?
I would like someone to give me the cause of death so I cannot be here anymore.
Okay. I guess horny. She got so horny she died.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Do I win? I killed her with my horny doll. I think I should get something.
Got it. She leaves you the first place trophy in her will, somehow. Ian, do you have time for one more?
Oh, yeah, I got time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell's bells. Let's do it. Hell's bells? Why did I say that?
It's the first time you've literally ever said that.
Dog.
Is that a lyric from Shook Me All Night Long? No, it's a different song by AC/DC. So it's just a very AC/DC-themed.
That's kind of
the
aesthetic
episode.
Of the show. Yeah.
That's kind of, if you couldn't tell, it's our whole thing.
People can't see this visually. We are all wearing suit tops with shorts and a little hat. Cute little hat.
Yes.
Very cute. I think this is for the same one that you just had.
As the darling boy?
This is Worth Import 60-inch life-size harvest sitting scarecrow, blue, brown, yellow, green, black, orange. This comes from Basket, no last name. Does someone have a last name for Basket?
Basket is the last name, actually.
Oh.
Basket.
Basket, basket? Or okay, basket, basket.
Yeah, basket, basket.
Basket, basket says 5 stars, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Loving my sitting scarecrow. I originally had plans to sit him on the porch, but after receiving it, I am keeping it indoors so I can enjoy it for many years. So we keep in mind, this is a 60-inch tall, a 5-foot scarecrow.
I picked that review, too. That's one that I picked as well.
It's crazy that you're just like, no, I can't possibly put this outside. This has to take up a room in my house.
It's gorgeous. It's such a...
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, this is gorgeous. What a weird word to use to describe a scarecrow.
It's also like, enjoy it for many years. There's no plans on this being seasonal at all. It's like, yeah. This is a fixture of my own now.
It's very Norman Bates. I love it. It's very psycho. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I also think, like, I'm biased because of the fact that I live in a studio apartment. And so the idea that you would dedicate a seat to an inanimate object, I'm like, my apartment has 3 chairs in it. And every single one of those is absolutely necessary because one is for me and 2 are for laundry.
Yeah. And one's for Elijah the prophet.
One's for Elijah, one's for me, and one's for the scarecrow.
Yeah. This must be one of those $200,000 9-bedroom houses in like rural Ohio that you look at in Zillow and you're just like,
It's like brand new construction.
Yeah.
Nothing
it's
around it for
like,
miles.
Bluth model home.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The scarecrow just has its own room. It's just leaned up against the wall in its own room.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it's the gorgeous. It's not even like, cute or like kitsch or fun.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. I mean, you really got to see it. It's gorgeous.
The stitchwork on the side of the head. This is high quality straw. It's gorgeous.
And just so I know, we'll have to post it on the Instagram, but this is what's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
It's kind of like a Raggedy Ann and Andy aesthetic.
100 It's the eyes. It's the eyes. It's very Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
And like that loose straw, you know, that's falling on the ground into getting on shit.
It probably smells chemically treated. Right. If they bought it on Amazon, you know what I mean?
The clothes especially.
There's like some antifungal thing on it.
It's more flammable than gasoline. Like it's the most flammable product, like element on the planet, that scarecrow.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
It's like an estate sale, like this beautiful mansion, just walking around like, if we have, grandmother's money to spend, we can get anything. We could furnish the whole house, we could get a beautiful armoire, we could get the closet. I mean, my darling boys, anything you want. I know you miss your grandmother, but we are here and we can spend the money however we choose.
Yeah.
Anything catch your eye?
I do miss Granny, but I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to bring her back.
Unless my eyes deceive me, I detect men and women of taste. A mother, a son who can talk, and a mute child as well.
Yeah, this is my brother. Something happened to us real nasty as boys, which left me British and him unable to speak.
That's becoming more and more common these days. I'd be lying if I said it was the first time I've heard of that. I also have a migrating accent.
Is this... Sorry, my mum just dropped her bag. Is this your... is this your establishment, miss?
Yes, I'm managing this estate sale, you see.
Oh.
I fly from estate sale to estate sale, especially when it's especially wealthy people. People of...
Oh, what a glamorous life. I do envy you so.
It's incredibly glamorous. I haven't flown anything worse than Comfort Plus in over 8 months.
Wow.
And who would if you can afford it? My God.
Well, speaking of afford it, do my ears deceive me, or did I hear that you've come into an extraordinary amount of money recently?
Your ears do not deceive you, my friend. We have come into, I don't mean to brag, I'm not this kind of person, but we have come into a disgusting amount of wealth. Unfortunately, in the coming days, my father's mother did pass, and we're very sad, aren't we, boys?
I am. I really don't know about you.
Well, I could positively vomit at the idea of how much money you have inherited.
It is rather a mind-numbing sum. I'm scared to even say the number aloud for the damage it could wrought.
Don't! My God, that could put us in so much hot water. No, but we do have, let's just say we have enough to play with while we're here. I mean, the collection at this manor, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, who has the time to recite all those digits anyway? And I don't want to waste any of your time, which is why I simply must distract your attention away from these awful mahogany armoires and gold filigree chests of drawers and take you to the real prize of the estate sale through this door here.
Oh my God. Oh, well, who are we, royalty or what, boys? This is a, hey boys, one second, boys, gather round. This is a very important moment. This is a moment where you're going to learn to bargain, but not too much. You don't want to look cheap. You have to hold yourselves with class, hold yourself with status, hold your heads high. All right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know who you're trying to convince, love. I mean, me and the bruv, we're pretty good. Bargaining-wise, you're the one who's fucking shaking like a newborn rabbit.
I don't know what happened to you. You guys still won't tell me. You cannot speak to me this way. We'll go in. I'm so sorry. Yes,
I'm sorry.
I have
a Southwest flight to Boise in 45 minutes.
Show us the stuff.
Please. We are, oh my God, I can't even imagine. Is it jewels? Is it solid gold pieces? I can't even imagine.
Well, as we head back to this room, I think you can see this. There's this beautiful 18th century landscape painting with a frame that's worth more than anything that you'll find in another
frame alone. I don't know what could be more beautiful than that.
Well, I think that's the exact word you would use to describe this painting as beautiful. And then as you keep walking here, no doubt you'll see this beautiful Tiffany lamp, which
God, I can see my reflection. Oh, it's blinding. It's blinding. It's so beautiful.
And this lamp here, I think you would call stunning. Yeah, the painting was beautiful and this lamp here is stunning.
That is stunning. You are right.
But what awaits us on the other side of this door here? If I could be so bold, I believe there's only one word to describe it. And I'm not going to be a little chickadee and lay an egg in your head, but... Well, let's just go here.
Let me stop you before you open that door. Let me...
Christopher!
Shush! You stupid bird. I'm going to make you an offer. Sight unseen.
Christopher, you don't even know
what
it is!
100 grand. Whatever's behind that door, we'll take it. 100 grand. Deal or no deal.
I'm going to chalk this up to the foolishness of youth that you would toss out a number like $100,000 before even seeing.
Thank you.
The knob on this door, I wouldn't sell for $100,000, let alone the resplendent image it's hiding.
Oh my God, I can hardly wait.
Hang on.
Christopher, for the love
hang
of all things
one
holy.
One minute, let me speak to the banker.
Not a banker.
Leans over to the silent brother.
All right, the banker has said we're willing to go as high as 250. Final offer, deal or no deal?
$250,000.
That's right.
American.
Currency your choice. Assuming the exchange rate is sort of comparable, I mean.
Well, I feel like I should also get a say in this because we have not yet
seen what it is.
I cannot stress it enough.
Up. Sorry about her. She's new.
Of course. Of
Hard to find good help these days.
Well, I have a wonderful mother I could set you up with after this if you're looking, but for now.
This is unbelievable.
I think I'd rather go stag for a while, but. Thank you for the offer.
You are 16 years old. You need a guardian.
Will you please let me deal?
Please, will you please open the door so we can see what
are you taking the 250 or not? 250.
It's $250,000, and you take everything in this room.
Everything. Yeah.
Not just the item I was talking about, but everything.
Storage wars rules. Let's do it.
And a handshake. Ooh, what a strong grip for a 16-year-old boy.
Thank you, I play bass.
Well, say goodbye to the lives you were living up until this moment, and say hello to the rest of your lives.
Oh, He is it's empty gorgeous.
Except for one stool in the corner with the scarecrow. It's the only two things in the room.
Tuscan burlap.
Oh.
A stitching technique that is only practiced anymore in a 14th century abbot in the countryside of Italy.
My
and
word.
if you'll just walk over to it here with me, just to get a closer look here on these overalls. What do you notice about these overalls?
Oh, those buttons.
That's right.
They're stitched onto the body.
Is that ivory?
They're stitched onto the body.
It is ivory. It's ivory of a rhino species that hasn't existed for over 200 years.
Wow.
It died a very painful death, I can assure you.
This, we're getting this hay man and the stool for $250,000 currency of your choice.
Thank me later, Mum.
That's right.
Can I be perfectly honest? I feel like I'm in the company of friends now. I can.
We're
be,
all
I can speak
rich
my mind.
Here, Mum. Come on.
That's very rich.
I feel like we got a steal.
I mean, absolutely. Genuinely, miss.
I feel like you undersold. You yes. underplayed your hand.
Yeah.
I would have easily done 7.
Well, I mean, that's the game of estate sales, isn't it? You know, say $250,000.
Can I give you an extra 50?
I couldn't take it. I feel bad. I feel genuine guilt.
I
absolutely could not.
I mean, he's the only word I can think of to describe him is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
He is
that's right.
Gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. Now, I do have some follow-up questions. I do have some follow-up questions.
Okay.
Of course. I
before
I can
we
imagine
sign the contract. Of course, this
yes.
is all standard. This is all standard. Yeah. Where are you planning on keeping this Hayman, as you call him, or Scarecrow?
Hayman.
Well, I mean, one would think that he would be kept outside.
Customary for Scarecrows.
But not. I think I can speak for the family.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
There's no way. There's no way that this gorgeous boy is going to be braving the elements. Oh, God, no.
We will
set him up nicely. You know, he won't have to worry. He'll get a room in the home. He'll get a bed, you know, anything he could want. So I don't want, if you want to do a home check, we have a backyard. It is fully enclosed. We have a gate around the pool.
We wouldn't like to call it anything as undignified as a home check, but we do like to foster a community around our scarecrows. One last thing, and I do want you to be aware of this.
Your accent really is wandering. You said that before. I'm hearing it now.
It's because she's rich, Mom. Rich people sound like that.
There's just one last thing here that I wanted to make you aware of before we finally finalize the sale. Sorry, before we finalize the sale. Of the scarecrow.
Yes.
He does have a fully functioning penis.
Oh, fucking hell.
I want to give you $10 million.
Simply can't I?
The banker
oh,
has
no,
just
you
told
must.
Me
simply,
that we,
you must.
We have to give you at least
yes,
another million.
We have
can't.
To.
Any more money and I'll start doing accents that have become less tolerable for a person
right.
of my background to do.
Right, right.
As we've become more aware of social injustice.
Well, and a lot of rich people
he couldn't be older
adapted,
than like
so.
He couldn't be like older than 5. I'd like to say something. Oh my God!
The banker
oh
speaks.
My God.
I think we should give him the whole lot. I think we should give her everything we've got, because this hey man, this scarecrow. It's our new brother, it's our new father, it's our new everything, and we can't thank her enough.
This is the first word he has said in 9 months.
This is amazing. And I just have to ask, when you say the whole lot, do I also get your grandmother's skeleton?
Well, the banker, it's up to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hang on a minute. Guys, I think we might have lost sight of what's really important here. We're willing to trade granny's skeleton for a scarecrow with a human cock.
That seems a bit of a stretch.
She didn't say human. She just said fully functioning.
I am looking at the bulge, and there is no way that that is not flesh.
I do have to say that this is a Shetland pony penis.
Oh, my.
I do, if we are, if we really need
granny.
To get into the breath.
You can take my
give
corpse
it.
When I'm gone.
Give
you
granny.
Can take mine.
Give a granny.
You can take
fuck
the boys.
It,
you can
it.
Take mine. Whatever.
Shetland? Oh, fuck it. Fuck it all. Give you my soul.
Come on, Grandma. We've got a flight to catch.
Should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
Okay. Dance shook me all week long. Alf, we forgot to set an intention for the episode.
We didn't set an intention.
We forgot to set an intention.
Let's retroactively
do it.
Let's
set intention.
Let's set intention retroactively.
The intention for this episode... It's going to be the girthiest episode, I think.
The girthiest episode we've ever done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, just throw that in earlier. He just stitches
right
that in. This is going to be the girthiest episode. And then the theme song starts.
Ian, what has been shaking you? What's something that you just can't get enough of, had too much of, can't stop thinking about? It can be quite literally anything. The stakes couldn't be lower.
I can't get enough of riced cauliflower or cauliflower Ooh. Rice, if you call it that. I've been getting really in to I went pretty hard this summer as far as eating absolutely everything I wanted to, and then and then I got a natural wine because I thought that didn't count as alcohol,
and it doesn't, by the way.
And it doesn't, by the way. And that's the Supreme Court has recently ruled on that, handed
it's
that
natural.
Down.
And you will be pleading that in the DUI case, yeah?
I will be pleading that. I will be passing out little glasses of little Dixie cups of natural wine at my proceeding. Mm-hmm. But as a way to sort of detox from all that fun, I've been eating a lot of riced cauliflower, and boy oh boy, does it take up room in your stomach.
It really is kind of the most
boy,
just
oh
like.
Boy, is it filling?
This is a vehicle for anything else.
Yes, like, you can put stuff on this and you will forget that you're eating cauliflower a little bit.
A little bit. I feel like every time I've had it, it's always like a little bit watery.
Yep.
Just a little.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
If you're comparing it to food, it's not good. But compared to nothing,
compared
it's
to being hungry, it's
yes.
pretty good.
Okay.
Yes. And I just think we have to start grading rice cauliflower on a curve like that.
That's
and
fair.
How do you, what's your, how do you take it? How do you take your rice cauliflower?
In a pan, and I'll heat it up, and then I'll just put an array of whatever sort of sauces and spices I can get my hands on. Did you also know that spices can expire? Because
I sure did.
I found this out at the age of 38, which is how old I am right now.
What was the spice?
It was like a turmeric, I think, or something like that, where I was like, it had gone south. I ate the cauliflower rice anyway, but this is when I found out that, like, this had been with me. I think I may have bought it in Portland, Oregon, and I've lived in LA for more than a decade. So it really put up a fight.
I know, I guess I might be learning something here. Can they go bad, like, and hurt you? I mean, can they go bad? Like, you're not going to get sick, are you? Or like, is it just like it doesn't taste good?
The doctor told me that I have 3 weeks left to live. And that was, and that was 2.5 weeks ago. So far, so good.
Well, you're going out
on a bang. I don't know. I don't know if they can hurt you. They can not taste as good.
Right.
That's for sure.
But it feels like they hopefully can't hurt you, because I'm realizing now that I have many a spice that I will use a single, like, grain of once every 3 months.
I just assume because that, like, Marco Polo took them on what had to be years-long journeys, that it's just fine no matter what.
Right. And they never got scurvy.
I understand. It's like, I never would have... It doesn't, in my head, I don't know if this sounds dumb, but it's like it doesn't make sense for spices to turn. Like,
no.
Right.
I don't know why, but I remember, like... I was cleaning out. Well, I'm a hypochondriac with anxiety and incredibly neurotic. And so I check expiration dates all the time on things. And so I remember, like, you know, I think my boyfriend and I were cooking And he was like, we need this. And I'm like, oh, or he's like, are we out of that? Do we have that? And I checked the date on it and it was incredibly old. And I remember like going to toss it and it was like one giant clump like coming out of the, and it was like years old.
The expiration dates on spices are jump scares. You're like 2015.
Yeah, 100%.
You're like crazy like numbers.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's shaking
me.
Well,
I'm glad I'm make Godspeed on the rice, cauliflower rice.
I hope you get another jar of turmeric that you don't throw out until you're 60 years old.
I'm waiting for it to make the journey.
Yeah. It's like wedding anniversary wine or champagne. Yeah. It's your anniversary turmeric.
We have our anniversary cake. And the kid, our anniversary was last week. And now I got a cake I got to
deal with. Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You got to deal with. So romantic.
Well, I'm trying to eat healthy now. And it's like, fuck, there's a whole cake here.
Just throw some turmeric on it. Just rice cauliflower
throw it over
on
some rice cauliflower. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping how it works. I'll just flop the entire cake on a bed of rice cauliflower.
Riley,
Alfred?
What's been shaking? No, I did you first.
Alfred.
Riley, what's been shaking you?
Alfie,
you have
teeny
to come
mobini.
Up. No, Riley, whiny, come up with something because I
my little
need to
Alfie.
Rack my little brain.
Oh Christ, what has been shaking me?
I have one.
Okay, great.
I just thought of one. Did I talk about this already? Fuck, I can't remember. My blackout curtains. No. I once inadvertently tried to talk about my blackout curtains for this segment like 3 weeks in a row without remembering that I'd done it. I went to a graveyard.
You went just for fun?
Well, to pick my plot. No, I went to a graveyard last weekend because I just moved. I'm not going to dox myself, but I moved to Chicago, a place in Chicago where there is a graveyard nearby. There's a lot of graveyards in Chicago. It's a haunted city. And I had a really good time just walking around and like looking at the graves and like.
So you went, you did just go just for fun.
I genuinely went to like, because here's the thing to get into Chicago geography for you. I used to live really close to the lake and.
He lived in the bean. He lived.
I used to live in the bean, which is very, very close to the lake. And you could just kind
of finally got out.
Like one of those giant hamster balls. You could kind of walk and the bean would move and I could get to the water that way. But now I live further inland. And so it's like the green space is like a little harder to come by because the lake is so verdant. And so now I have this graveyard, which is going to be my new lake. I'm going to be going there, going for a swim in the mausoleum.
I have a graveyard, which is going to be my new lake.
Come you want to sing that like it's a The Cure lyric?
I have a graveyard.
I have
that's
a graveyard.
Gonna
be
my
it's
new
gonna
lake.
Be my new lake. It's going to be my lake.
Just bringing it back to me, obviously getting everywhere I've ever gotten in life by singing. And but genuinely, Charles Dickens's brother is buried there. And his entire epitaph is like Augustus Dickens or whatever, brother of Charles Dickens. And it's like, fucking hell. If I died and my epitaph was just like Sam's brother, that would be pretty that'd be pretty brutal.
It was his idea to name him Ebenezer.
Really?
No, I don't know. But I'm like, if I was his brother, like, yeah, I told him the name
of
Ebenezer.
I was the one who came up with the Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Bah humbug. I used to say that. He put that in because I used to say bah humbug.
I used to walk around a cemetery all the time when I lived in Portland.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, fun.
And they're not like recent enough that you're kind of like, ugh. Like, it's an old graveyard. Yeah. Most of the death dates are like 1930. So you're like,
yeah.
That's fun. I like that. I feel like I drove past a graveyard last time I was in Chicago, funny enough, where it was fresh dirt. And it's that's tough. That's sad.
Yeah.
We don't have graveyards in LA because as soon as someone turns 40, they're shipped out to somewhere else in the country.
Yep.
The whole place is kind of like Disneyland.
No one has ever died here.
Yes.
Everyone gets shipped out to like Orange County. It's like you have to die across the border.
Vote Republican and then die.
What's been shaking me? Okay, I have kind of an earnest one. Sorry, we're getting earnest.
It's okay.
My mom and I watched Little Miss Sunshine for the first time in forever.
Great.
This past week. It's such a fucking perfect movie. It's amazing. But I oh my God. For those of you who are not familiar, go watch it. It's a fantastic, fantastic movie. It's one of my favorite movies. It's Daniel Rashid's favorite movie of all time. It's so good. But the scene in, I wept my way through that movie because I was like, I see so much of my younger self in Olive, and like the Alamodi ice cream diner scene. Oh, I was crying the entire time. I couldn't stop crying watching that film. And like, I just, anyway, if you want to DM me about body dysmorphia, don't, but no, that's kind of what the sentiment of this, what shook me is that it's, so anyway, so my new thing is like, my new thing is having body dysmorphia for years. I just love the Alamodi scene. Basically, the scene is just like, is this little girl wanting waffles with ice cream and not understanding the dad is like fat shaming her for eating ice cream. And it's just, it turns out to be a very sweet moment. And so just like, hey, Alamodi is like my little reminder when my body dysmorphia kicks in. Anyway, fucking.
I love that movie.
Scarecrow movie. So dick, good. Right? Yeah. No, it's
come
so
on, man.
Good.
You don't need to.
It's so. No,
I think
it's
the
amazing.
Thing, I think,
it,
to be earnest,
so
to be earnest, to be earnest.
So, okay, go crazy.
I think,
go on.
I think one of the things I remember when I saw that movie for the first time when I was younger, it's like, it's a portrayal of like an incredibly dysfunctional family in which there's still like a lot of love. You know what I mean? Like everyone's still, there's like deep care for each other, even though none of them know how to communicate properly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I
yeah.
was like, this is very touching. It's the same reason I love Malcolm in the Middle.
It's yeah.
like, you know, but it's like true.
Bryan Cranston,
like,
who's in Little Miss Sunshine?
Is that, who's he in that?
Yes. He's like that guy, the guy who Greg Kinnear like tries to sell his like 9-step self-help program to.
Oh, wow.
And I literally forgot he was in it. And he came on screen, and I said, is that Bryan Cranston? IMDb sure is.
That's wild.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for coming on. This was such a treat.
My pleasure. It was a treat for me. I loved it. This was so much fun.
Where can people find you?
Oh, listen to All Fantasy Everything, where we fantasy draft things from the popular culture.
It's an amazing show. If you guys haven't listened to it, you are missing out. It is so fucking funny.
That's so nice of you to say. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me there. I'm doing a lot of stand-up in and around LA, and then also on the road. I'm going to Vancouver, BC, Austin.
Ooh.
Going back home to Portland soon. By soon, I mean March of next year, but tickets will be available in a couple weeks. So come see me do stand-up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview. Reddit.com/ReviewReview. We're on the HeadGum Discord, ReviewReview. And you can find Jeff and I, Jeffrey James and I have a Patreon. We do monthly Zoom hangs, monthly Q&As, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
I show up to the Zoom hang sometimes, just saying. That should be an incentive, right? To give. To give. Like it's an NPR station. You should give to the Patreon, guys.
If you give to the Patreon, they're going to make you can get this 16 CD set.
Yeah. We actually have a very generous person who's going to match every Patreon subscription up to $100.
It's Alfred, because he doesn't pay to come on the Zoom.
Come on. I don't need to. And... before I plug Riley's shit, that you already know all of that, reminder that we are doing a show as part of the New York Comedy Festival November 5th at the Littlefield in Brooklyn, 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Be there.
5:30.
No, I say 5 because all of our listeners are going to be late.
The ticks.
Be cozy with us. And that's how I'm going to start selling the show, is that we're going to be cozy.
Be cozy.
Come
at
be
an
cozy
improv
with
show
us. And it'll be fun. And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspa. And you can find her on Twitter.com. No, it's called X now, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every week on the show, we say
we
this
say
every
it
week.
All the time. We're literally
every week we say it.
It,
and we all
Ian
know
knows.
It.
Ian knows it, and we all know it.
I actually have a tattoo.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
It's because we say it so often.
It's I have it sort of circling my belly button.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow! Must be a huge font.
It's a really big font, such a short thing.
We say every week. I guess
it's point. It's 72 size font.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which you can ask for at a tattoo place. They're like, "How big do you want it?" You say 72 size font. They understand.
Arial 72 point bold.
That's right. Yeah. Bold italics underline
for this little one word that we say every
little
week.
Little one word that we say.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Hamburgers. We say every single week. The shortest word in the English language.
Sick of it.
Hamburger.
Circling Ian's belly button. Hamburger. See you next time.
Bye.
Precision, replacement, good decision. It's getting old, gotta break away from repetition. Cause when we be out, Marty pulls his weave out. You wouldn't believe we review. You're in for a year now, Alfred's freaking here now. Improv from Chicago to Hollywood Weird.
Review. Yeah. Start the show, yeah. Getting weird.
Riley. One of the scenes in Review is about a nightmare horse that's about 30 feet tall and has a nest filled with spider little tiny horses. I don't understand the minds of Riley and Alfred to be able to come up with something so deranged.
That was a HeadGum Original.